KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's cloudy and 19, wind chill of 9. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Tuesday, February 6th. News brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust. We could see some freezing drizzle this afternoon and very cold temperatures throughout the day, high only in the low 30s. One Chickasha City Councilman draws an opponent in the first day of filing for the upcoming city council election. The story part of today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
One candidate for mayor and four candidates for city council were at Chickasha City Hall yesterday, filing all the documents needed to put their name on the spring city council election ballot. Chris Mosley, the only candidate to file for mayor yesterday. The other announced candidate, Tom Rose, says he plans on filing today. One race has already formed. That's in Ward 4, where incumbent Howard Carpenter is being challenged by Zach Grayson. Grayson is a business partner with the Interurban Restaurant. Other filings include David Sykes, who's seeking the Ward 1 post currently held by Jerry Pittman. Sykes is a mineral manager and an oil and gas consultant. And as of late yesterday afternoon, the only other candidate to file yesterday was Joe Mulder, who filed in Ward 2 for the seat currently held by Blake Elliott. No candidates filing in Ward 3 for the seat held by R.P. Ashanti Alexander. The filing period runs through tomorrow. The city council election will be April 3rd. A Chickasha woman hospitalized following a Caddo County crash. 32-year-old Lucretia Haskell airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital. She was admitted in serious condition after last night's accident. The crash occurred just before midnight, about 7.5 miles east of Binger. The Highway Patrol reports Haskell was going too fast on a curve, ran off the road, rolled one time, and hit a number of trees. Haskell suffered numerous head, arm, leg, and internal injuries. A citizens group petitioning for a state audit of Chickasha school finances will be heading to Oklahoma City this morning to turn in their documents. The group wants the state auditor and inspector to go through the Chickasha school's books to determine if there's been a mismanagement of funds. Petitioners said they need about 800 verified signatures in order for the audit to take place. Officials said they've obtained nearly 1,700 signatures. The state auditor will be turning the documents over to the State Election Board, which will determine if there are enough valid signatures in order to call for the audit. More cool news coming right up.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
A plan to help Grady County residents pay for the installation of storm shelters has been approved. A federal grant provided to give rebates to as many as 150 families who might want to take part. Grady County Emergency Management Director Dale Thompson said there will be a series of meetings across the county next month to discuss the details and allow residents to sign up. Thompson said in order to qualify for a rebate, applicants must own the property where the storm shelter will be located, and the property must be the applicant's primary residence. Mobile homeowners must own the land where the shelter will be installed. There will be a couple of meetings on Friday, March 16th. One of them at Tuttle City Hall from 11 to 2. That evening in Rush Springs at the Lions Club building from 5 to 7. And on Saturday, March 17th, a meeting in Chickasha at Canadian Valley Technology Center from 11 until 2. A Chickasha Dental Clinic will be opening its doors to offer free dental services this week. Dr. John Phillips and his crew at 29th Street Dental Clinic will host their annual Dentistry from the Heart campaign on Friday. Each year, they treat more than 200 patients in a single day. Dozens of volunteers help to make the operation go smoothly. Phillips says the team includes a number of oral surgeons.
Those guys work in hospitals. Those guys do all kinds of crazy surgery. So that opens it up to us where we can help just about everybody.
Dentistry from the Heart, again this Friday, February 9th, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the 29th Street Dental Clinic. Patients camp overnight oftentimes to be among the first in line. Patients can choose one of three services: teeth cleaning, a filling, or getting a tooth pulled. Valentine's Day is about a week away. For teachers considering a gathering for their young students, consider serving healthy sweet treats instead of prepackaged candies. Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension.
Using a felt tipped marker, write fun messages such as "Hi Cutie" on the skin of clementine, oranges, or bananas. Strawberries are rich in vitamin C and fiber and are a naturally healthy treat. Serve them with a small dollop of whipped cream.
She also suggests setting up a table with cut-up vegetables, whole-grain pita chips, and low-fat cheese cubes with tomato salsa. You can make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on whole wheat bread and use a heart-shaped cookie cutter to make Valentine's. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down to $64.15 a barrel. London-based Brent crude falls to $67.62. Natural gas falls to $2.74 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,345. Silver, $16.79. Obituaries today include 75-year-old Janet Whitmill of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 10:30 Friday morning at Bible Baptist Church. Arrangements with McRae Funeral Home. And graveside service for 92-year-old George Walter Jr., formerly of Chickasha, 10:30 Friday morning at Rose Hill Cemetery. He was a U.S. Army veteran serving during World War II. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast: a cold day today. We'll have a high only in the low 30s and a chance for some freezing drizzle this afternoon. Right now, it's 19 with a wind chill of 9. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Have you found your perfect match? Let Salt Creek Casino set you up with a total of $15,000 in cash and bonus play select Fridays in February during the 15K Matchmakers Money Promotion. Use your player's card to increase your chances of winning. A total of $2,500 in cash and $2,500 in bonus play will be given away each Friday. See casino for details. It's the 15K Matchmakers Money Giveaway, only at Salt Creek Casino, Highway 81, just north of Chickasha.
In sports, the Chickasha High School basketball teams close out their regular season with Canadian Valley Conference losses to Bethany last night, last time the teams got to play at home. For the boys, a rough third quarter kept them out of the win column. Down only by 3 at halftime, Bethany outscored CHS 25-13 in the third quarter. They would go on to win 74-53. Ethan Christian had 17 to lead the Chicks. Seth Alexander had 10. In the girls' game, Bethany took control early with a 15-5 first quarter advantage. They would go on to win 46-26. Gracie Weber had 11 to lead the Lady Chicks. Chickasha now turning their attention to postseason play this Friday. They'll play in the conference crossover games at Washington. Both the boys and girls play Friday afternoon. The Lady Chicks will play Bridge Creek, and the Fighting Chicks will play Lindsay. The girls play at 4 o'clock, the boys at 5:30. Other Canadian Valley Conference games last night: Blanchard sweeps Newcastle. The boys won 58-47. The 15th-ranked Blanchard girls beat 17th-ranked Newcastle 62-49. Other games last night: Sorrel takes two from Rush Springs. Sorrel boys hit triple digits in a 103-39 win over Rush Springs. The 11th-ranked Lady Pirates defeated the 18th-ranked Rush Springs Lady Redskins 53-41. And Tuttle and Elgin split their games last night. Tuttle boys upset number 11 Elgin 59-54. 6th-ranked Elgin girls win 57-49. USAO's Darian Hill wins the Sooner Athletic Conference Women's Basketball Player of the Week Award. Hill averaged 22 points and 4 assists a game in wins over number 4-ranked Oklahoma City University and unranked Central Christian last week. Hill scored 15 points in the upset over OCU, and the Harris senior scored 29 in their win over Central Christian. The Oklahoma Sooners losing their first home game of the year last night in a physical 75-73 loss to West Virginia. The Sooners missed a potential game-tying basket at the buzzer. Trey Young scored a team-high 32 points. The OU women gave number 3 Baylor a game in Waco last night, but the Bears win 74-69. The Oklahoma State Cowboys in action tonight, taking on Baylor in Stillwater. Game time 7 o'clock. It'll be on ESPNU. And the Oklahoma City Thunder head out to the left coast. Well, they'll take on the Golden State Warriors in a late tip-off tonight at 9:30. Our cool news, weather, and sports today, sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.